talks like this, Mom.
What she has said is not technically wrong, but it's not right at all.
Mother in your belief.
Yes! So welcome back to the OG Boys podcast episode, I don't know, 12, 13. We have a super, super special guest. Someone that has been here throughout our entire lives. Someone who's seen OG Boys before it started to where it is now. Someone whose garden we filmed in. Our own mother, the person that sprouted us, Rachel, aka Mum. How are we doing, Mum?
All right, thank you. Hello, everyone.
Hello. So this is the first time that Mum has ever been on camera. So how are you feeling? Nervous?
A tiny bit. I don't want to let you down. So.
What? You've never let us down.
Nothing to let us down with. That's so kind. But Mum, so what I wanted to do was to introduce your character to the OG Boys listeners, the watchers, because what would you say about your character? You're quite unique, is the word?
Well, Mikey always refers to me as random.
Yeah, but a good random. I think it's a very good random.
Good random.
Yeah.
Quite clumsy.
good clumsy.
Quite a good sense. Put it this way. I decided to buy a diary a day.
Diary a day?
A diary, a page a day diary to write the funny things. And the first day I did it, I used 5 days. So I stopped doing it.
What do you mean you used 5 days?
You didn't do it right.
I needed five
pages.
Actual pages to write all the funny things that happened.
Oh, so
there
was that many things in one
there
day?
There was that many things. And I think it was making me funny. So I had to stop.
It makes you more funny.
Because you were already too funny.
I was making too many mistakes.
Basically, what I wanted to do was basically for the listeners, for the watchers, for the viewers, whatever you want to call yourselves, that if you understand what my mum is like, it would just make this much more enjoyable for you. It's going to be enjoyable anyway, but it would just make it much more enjoyable. But first of all, like I say, I would explain mum, this is what I've written down, how I would explain you. So don't take this personally, but I would explain you as dopey. A drama queen.
Exaggerator.
Oversensitive. But also the most caring person that you'd ever meet. Super kind. And most importantly, bloody hilarious. Do you think that sums you up well?
That's pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good.
So now as you come into this podcast and we go through and we talk about a load of stuff, hopefully that... John, do you agree? How do you describe Mum?
No, I think she's... It's better when because she doesn't mean to do anything and it's... Doesn't mean to be like clumsy, doesn't mean to be... She never mean... No, that's not the right way of saying it. She's just... Things she say may actually be not offensive, but like...
Not quite right.
You say the wrong things, but... And you mean so well for it all. You never
mean
to harm.
She doesn't mean anything spiteful or anything bad, but sometimes she just says what's on her brain and it's bloody hilarious.
It is hilarious.
So yeah, on this well,
pressure
we're gonna,
on.
No.
Pressure on.
No,
yeah,
sorry.
We put her on a pedestal now. She's bloody hilarious. So we're going to talk about a lot of things with Mum today, such as living with the OG Boys. And what I mean by that is when we was actually filming. We're going to go through some of our childhood. And I'm not going to tell you the other bits yet, Mum, because I want to surprise you a little bit of what we're going to do, because I think it'll be even better. We're going to start off with living with the OG Boys. So, Mum, can you provide a bit of context of what it was like when we started filming in your garden? Anything. Start wherever you want.
Well, half the time I didn't know what they were doing because it was in lockdown and I was facing the other way. So I was just doing my own thing, looking out at this field that we look over. And they were doing things in the garden which I would never have imagined, like dancing on my shed with a tape deck or a desk, and
DJ,
using really weird props that I would have never let them on that fence. I mean, not that fence.
The shed.
Yeah. See, I told you, I just say everything wrong. And so there's lots of things that I didn't actually know until I looked at the TikToks,
the videos after,
and it was like, oh my god! I wondered how that watering can broke.
Oh yeah, we have broken a few things.
You see something flying over from one side of the garden to the next, and then you suddenly put two and two together, and you can see why there's a massive hole in the bottom, and it can no longer be used.
Yeah, we damaged your fence a bit, didn't we?
So we basically decided that we wouldn't be able to have plants in the garden for the next foreseeable. So we've just got the basic garden now. Well, we still have because they still come back and shoot every now and again.
Not that much.
A little bit.
My job is to make sure it's weeded and there's no dog poos and things like that on it, just so it looks kind of nice, because I am sensitive about how the garden looks. The boys don't care. So there's bits of broken, you know, the washing's out.
I've had to take
washing down or hiding my pants.
Mum is super, super like worried about what people are going to watch the videos, and then they're going to look at the garden and they're going to see a little bit of mess, and she's like, oh my god, they're going to like, no, we just say no one's going to notice that, but it's cute, it's nice, because we always come back to a nice garden.
Yeah,
That's true. So thank you for that. Yeah.
Or I mean, or I look at something like we had a really nice chimney that we were, I was built, you know.
That
you
was me. That was my fault.
So basically I got back from, once we got out of lockdown, I got back from work and it was in pieces.
Can I just say, you hadn't used that chimney for years. But I'm not saying that's a good, that's not an excuse of breaking it at all. I didn't mean to. It was actually, wasn't even during filming. I think I kicked a ball and it hit the
top.
It
wasn't even worthwhile. No, but
What were the pros of living with the OG Boys when we filmed? Was it funny to watch?
It was hilarious to watch. And I just think you're so talented. Aww. I know I'm a bit biased, but the way you work so hard, yeah, and no one would ever know the hours that you've put into it. The way you use props, I mean, some things like using a radio as a trophy for Liverpool or something.
Man United played Liverpool in a pre-season tour and they won a trophy that was kind of shaped like a radio. And we had an old radio, didn't we? So we used that.
So it's just little things that you did, which I thought were, I mean, sometimes I'd look at something like when Mikey did a stunt, he was pretending to be me. So he had a tea towel on his head. And I was looking at this at work the next, a couple of days later, and I thought, he's wearing my jumper. And he was like saying the wrong words, which of course I'd never do. And I've never worn that jumper. It went straight to charity.
Why though?
Because it looks so awful. I'd always thought it looked really nice.
Yeah, but on you, it probably does look nice because it's for a female. Mikey's not female.
Oh, well, I didn't think about that. I just got rid of it straight away. So that's what I take, is looking at different things like the microphone, what you use as a microphone. What,
part of a gym equipment. We've just taken one.
We've never actually told them, have we?
Yeah, one of the cushions we use as a microphone. We haven't got, have we got it?
It's in the cupboard. No, we've got, when we use a microphone in our sketches for like interviews and stuff, it's actually just like a bar from a piece of gym equipment that was never used in our house.
Well, it wasn't used because the bar had been taken off it.
Oh, that was not the reason it wasn't used. We took the bar because it wasn't being used.
I know, I was just joking.
So what were the, so we talked about some of the positive, what were the negatives about us filming in the garden? Other than, of course, breaking every stuff. Is there any other thing or did you not really care?
I think sometimes some of the language was not appropriate.
That's true.
And
Mum,
you know,
they don't hear him, it's all beeps.
No, but I hear them.
And neighbours do.
No, but also, like, you did a couple of skits and I didn't realise you were filming and I thought you were actually fighting. So I remember running out, especially, I don't know, it was England, it was tackles in the 60s to the...
I remember that.
I could see was...
Mum's getting a call. No, it's fine, just carry
all
on.
I could see
Sorry,
was...
Mum's just getting a phone call.
All I could see was Mikey, your legs kicking Mikey. And I ran out, like, and you were like, we're just...
Oh, was it? Sketch. He was fake kicking me.
Yeah, he was fake kicking you for a sketch. Yeah. So it's when I didn't realise that you were filming. And you know, that would upset me because I thought you were fighting.
Was it annoying at all?
The holes in the fence. Sometimes, yeah, I mean, there's
still
no
owe
point.
We you a new fence, don't we?
Yeah, really? They promised me a new fence when they left. But they're still filming, so there's no point in the garden. But also, if you have made a hole... then I've put bits of wood by it and they can just turn the bits of wood over the hole and at least the neighbours can't see in.
Exactly.
But you don't do that. I have to go around doing it afterwards.
No, they just fall out eventually.
So did you ever think that when we started, like, it would actually be where it is today? What did you think? No. Like, explain when you sort of saw us making videos and you were like, basically, what are my kids doing? What did you think? Did you think it would get to where it is today?
I absolutely didn't. I didn't really...
thanks, Mum.
No favourites.
No, only because I'm not very technical. Right. So I didn't even know what a TikTok was.
True. Yeah.
And I didn't... I thought you guys were very funny, but that's because...
Thanks.
I You're created you and I'm very funny too.
That is true.
You're very modest.
So sorry, I can't. No, but the problem is with what I worry about with a podcast is it doesn't come naturally, does it? That's what I would...
Said to us that we're not naturally funny, basically.
No, what I mean is my funniness is natural. It's not...
Yeah, exactly.
And ours isn't.
No, you are very funny. Oh, okay. Sometimes.
That's when we're funny, yes, probably.
Well, I'm just going to... So moving on from us actually just filming in the garden to the childhood, Mum. So you obviously, you're a mum. You brought me and Mikey up, right? So I've got a few little questions here that I want to ask you.
I want to go back to the filming. I've got more to
say
about that.
Go on, say it. What have you got more to say about
the filming? Well, I just do. For instance, I've been thinking about what I could be saying. Okay, so it wasn't just the watering can that got broken. It wasn't just the chimney.
Wow.
I think it was 5 plastic chairs over the 2 years.
Oh, we used to throw plastic chairs
with each other.
Yeah. 5? No, it wasn't 5.
Also, clean sheet. It wasn't clean when you finished with it.
Oh, no, no, no. So I've got to give the listeners some context here. So basically, the joke that we made in football, obviously, when you get a clean sheet, when your team doesn't concede, we used a literal bed sheet. So mum's saying that when we, obviously, after we used it, it wasn't very clean. Anything
things
else?
Like that. I know, I just wanted to say there's
no, that's good, that's good. But I just wanted to, because obviously, like I say, you're our mum. You've seen us from when we was zero to where we are now. So I've got a few little questions that I want to be like, what was it like bringing us up, basically? What was it like bringing up Mikey and Chaz? So I'm going to go for a few questions, and if, like I say, keep your answers a little bit short and sweet, but who was the naughtiest?
You were.
Out of us two.
Can I just say, I just want to explain this, put it into, when we were moving from to this new house from the old house.
How old were we at this point?
This Mikey was only three.
Was I?
Were you?
I don't know.
Yeah, Mikey. Okay, I don't know how. Anyway, they were very little. So we were going to move, and I just, the neighbours were saying goodbye. We were only moving around the corner, and I said to the neighbour, I hope we were, my neighbours, I hope we weren't too noisy.
Oh, yes.
And
oh,
they said, we only heard you shouting one word. And I was thinking, oh my goodness, that must be a hell of a swear word. So I said, look, can you just tell me what it was? And it was Charlie!
No. What, so the neighbours heard you shouting my name?
Yeah, that was the main word they heard.
He was probably about five.
Why was that noise then? Just annoying or what? Or
no, it's just
misbehaving?
No, just you. Your main hobby in life was to irritate your brothers like a fly.
Still is. I don't know why.
And I would say, just ignore him, boys. And he would say,
doesn't work.
It doesn't work, they would say. And I would say, yes, it does. Just ignore him. But then
still doesn't.
I agree. I think it does work if you do ignore me in long. Because I remember living with you, Mum, and I'd come in the kitchen and I'd just be singing or doing something stupid or saying something to you. And you just so good at not listening to me that you just focus on whatever you was doing.
Probably
so,
just generally not even knowing
maybe
you're in
she
there.
Wouldn't even know I was in
I probably
there,
wasn't.
Fair. But anyway, here's another one. And this is a big one. And I think I win this one.
I don't do favourites.
It's not the favourite question that was coming up later. Who is the funniest, Mikey or Chaz?
I think all of my three boys are funny.
That is good such answer. A cop-out good answer.
Really, really. We can be sat together at Christmas or anything and we are literally crying with laughter.
Yeah, yeah. We've all got different things that make each other laugh, haven't we?
But it's when we're really relaxed and it is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it depends. Sometimes you don't need to try and you're funny.
Yeah, you're saying that to me, thank you. Yeah,
and to me.
Yeah, you both, when you don't try, you're the funniest.
When are you funny?
I don't know.
Mikey's funny as well because he does use his props to make himself funny.
Oh, that's good. Which I need other things to make me funny.
You need things to help you out.
No, I'm joking, of course.
So who do you think was the smartest, Mikey or Chaz?
This is just a competition again.
I said I don't do anything like that.
What, so you can't even tell us who's the funniest? Okay, we've done who was the most annoying. I can't ask who's your favourite because you're not going to tell me, are you?
I don't have favourites, but you're all special in your own way, so.
Yeah, it was certainly aren't. Mikey answer. Certainly is, yeah. And then I remember a story that I'd like you to say, because I've got a question here where I want to ask you some funny stories about our childhood, other than the fact that our neighbours heard you shout my name. There's a story about, is it me and you in the supermarket or is it you, me and Mikey? You and Mikey in the supermarket where...
So it was me and all boys. It was a very busy supermarket. It was actually, I don't know if you can say the brand. I won't say the brand.
No, say the brand, it's fine.
Okay, we're in Waitrose Fleet.
Ooh.
And it was Saturday and we were right at the front of the till. We were just getting all of our shopping done. It was really busy and out of nowhere.
What, lots of people waiting?
Yeah, that was so we're in a queue.
That is,
you know.
Sorry. Yeah.
So anyway, out of the blue, Charlie shouts out, you're not my mummy, you're my daddy, in a really loud voice. Everything sort of stopped and everything went silent and everyone looked at me and I just thought, why would you even be looking at me like that?
Yeah,
and
horrible.
No one said anything for ages and it was just like the longest 30 seconds ever and I was like, oof. And then the lady at the till said, she's far too pretty to be a bloke. And then everyone carried on.
So they fully believed me? Like that.
No, they were just looking at me trying to work it out.
Yeah, I know.
I felt that. Maybe that's that 30 seconds
was 10 seconds. It was 3 seconds.
Was 3 seconds.
Yeah.
But it made the back of my neck go a bit, ooh.
I'm sure there's a funny story about Mikey that he said something to you when he was younger as well in a supermarket. Or am I talking about rubbish?
I was probably
it was like an
shit.
Angry. He was like really angry at you. And I can't remember. I might be wrong. But I'm sure there was a story where Mikey, because Mikey, oh, that's a good one. Who was the angriest?
So you all had your moments. But also, I do think that you all waited until you had at least an audience of 60 before you really, really kicked off. But it wasn't off. It was only 5% of the time.
But
it's quite a lot, Mum.
But yeah, so, if Mikey got crossed, then he would really cross. But it didn't happen very often.
Who was like the easiest to get out of like an anger situation? Or is
you're all very stubborn. And if you were in one, it was very difficult. One time we had to get Mikey out of this. We wanted to have a picture taken, a family picture. And we were friends. And we just said, Mikey, we drew a line in the sand. We were on the beach.
Yeah.
And basically, our friend was trying to pull Mikey over this line. And once you get over that line, you'll be different. And he said, well, I'm not crossing that line then. And there was absolutely nothing we could do.
I was really angry. And because I was young, I was like, oh, swear at you. Because I was so angry.
Intimidating. You're an intimidating character.
I am, aren't I? I'm really intimidating me.
But no, and then what I want to finish this little segment on, Mum, and we're going to move on to the next segment, is how did it feel when Mikey and Chaz finally moved out of the OG Boys?
Well, I thought you were going to say when you came out.
No. How did it...
Do
you know what? It's weird that you said that, because a lot of people ask me and Mikey, like, before, not now, they know we're brothers, but right at the start, a lot of people used to say, like, are you together, didn't they? And it was weird, and we used to say, it literally said in our bio, two brothers. But anyway, no, so when the OG Boys left the house, how did you feel?
I thought I'd be really happy because I'd be able to plant plants and things like that.
But you haven't.
But I was absolutely, it took me a couple of months to get over it because I was so used to having you mucking about and me joining in. I mean, for instance, with the tattoo that I did.
Oh, go on. Do you want to talk them through the tattoo?
So basically when I was able to be at home while they were shooting, they used to make me ask me to help. So one of the sometimes it was kicking balls onto the pitch.
Yeah.
It was doing things like that. But this time, Charlie, what were you doing?
So I was basically, we did a real highlights on a Liverpool game. I think it was maybe Liverpool City probably 2 years ago. Mm. And Jake Paul, everyone knows who Jake Paul is. He was like, it was clear that he was watching the game, like he was tweeting about it and stuff. So I said to Mum, like, Jake Paul's clearly got lots of tattoos on him. And I was taking the mick out of Jake Paul and then his tattoo. So I said to Mum, I showed her a picture of Jake Paul. And I said, Mum, do you reckon you could like draw these tattoos on me? And she actually smashed it and did a great job, didn't you?
It was just such good fun. I mean, just drawing in, I don't know what sort of pen it was.
I think it was like a makeup pen.
I think it was a makeup pen, but it ran out. I did so much and it was just taking the mick.
It was good though,
It was really good fun. So it was just the fact that sometimes I could do stuff in the background to help, and also what I was going back to saying about your shoots and everything, you were so clever with some of your things that you did.
Oh, what, as in like
making the garden look big. I mean, the way that you did that, retaking the take. So Mikey was running around.
That was the first one. I think that was the first
Werner sketch.
Yeah, it was a Werner sketch. And he ran down the garden. And instead of like, you know, filming and making it, the way we made it look big was I just flipped the same video, making him run the other way, and then just did it again and again. So it just looked like he's run loads,
but Mikey's done one run.
Yeah.
It's just things like that. It was just so clever. And, you know, they didn't have they couldn't afford a Newcastle shirt.
Oh, yes.
Newcastle shirt.
So
yeah.
You spent ages penning in black pen, the stripes. And I just thought, oh, bless them. I mean, you probably had to buy a few pens for that, did you?
Probably just use yours, Mum, to be fair. Sorry. We probably did, though.
You probably
it's
did.
It's like a whiteboard pen or something.
Can you think of any of the other props that you did?
The same with an Atletico Madrid top.
Yeah, about to say.
Obviously, the gym microphone.
Just drawing your own logos.
Yeah, drawing the... We used to print out. Do you remember? So right at the start of OG Boys, before we had all the kits and stuff, because we're fortunate enough now to work with some brands that send us like kits and stuff, like shout out to JD. But we used to not have all the kits, so we used to just find like the colour of the team and then find their badge online, put it on a piece of paper, print it out, and then cut round and stick it onto like a red... So Man United, you stick a red Man United top onto a red shirt.
And there was a few, I think... I don't know why we didn't print them out. We just... I ended up drawing the badges for some of them.
Yeah, I don't know why. Did we not just print them out?
I don't know. There was some like Inter Miami.
We ran out of printer toner.
Maybe the printer won't work. PSG was like the Kylian Mbappe FC. But yeah, we've done a few.
We were pretty inventive. We were pretty good.
I think they're the best ones. I love the raw ones. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that you're not good now because you are.
That's fine.
You are. And also, I think I'm not really a football fan. So you have
to... Are you not?
No. Sometimes you have to... If Mikey does something and he has to explain to me who the people are.
Yeah, yeah. And then you kind of get
it. This is why I did that. And this is, no, it's not Michael Rooney, Mum. It's those sort of things.
Michael Rooney. Yeah.
So it's just explaining things. And then I understand it. And then I can appreciate it more.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, that's good.
Well, no, we'll literally come on to a couple more things in the of impressions in the next part, Mother.
I'm not doing a cop crawl.
Excited? No, I'm not going to ask you to do a cop crawl. Right, it's fine. Okay, mother, this segment is going to be quite interesting, going to be funny, because in this segment, we're going to do a couple of impressions, right? Of the OG Boys characters, so I'm sure you would have seen them as you're one of our biggest fans. You're going to, first of all, you're going to guess which character it is, right? And then we'd like you to try and do your own impression of the character. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you reckon you got that?
Yeah.
So first character, I've got it on my phone to Mikey, so Mikey. So first character is potentially one of the easier ones. Mikey, can you please perform
can
the character?
I guess? No, he hasn't done it yet.
Done it.
He hasn't. Let him do it first.
That's the point of it. I need to.
Oh, sorry.
Go on, do your first character.
Oh, boom.
I knew it was going to be that one.
Go on, who is it?
That's Jürgen Klopp.
Yeah, nice.
Right, now, mum.
Yaha, boom.
Can you try and say a sentence, like anything? Just, it's German.
No, yeah. I can't do that very much.
Keep going.
No, I can't.
Okay, moving on. So, my go. Okay, so this is, I reckon you'll get this one.
Oh, I know that one.
Maguire, why are you such a twat?
What's his name?
He plays for Liverpool.
Nope. Look how confident she says that, by the way. He plays for Liverpool. No.
No, but I do know.
Who?
That he was very angry.
That's very clear.
And you taught his son.
Yes, you're getting there. Yes.
I know that one.
That's the one I'm most
famous
but
I can't
videos.
Remember.
So you can't remember who it is? What about if,
Gordon Rashford.
Who? Say it again.
Gordon Rashford.
Gordon Rashford. It's not Gordon Rashford.
No, sorry.
First name begins with J.
Oh. Jack Russell.
No.
No, don't. One more.
Ooh, hit yourself in the face. Second name begins with P. Does that help?
AP.
If I went
absolutely no idea.
If I went
John Pickford.
Who?
Jack Pickford.
No, keep going.
Julian.
No. You got the surname right.
Pickford.
Yeah.
James.
No. Keep going.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, what's my middle name? Fucking hell.
Jordan Pickford.
There we go. Mum didn't even know my middle name. So that's Jordan Pickford. Do you think you could have a go at Jordan Pickford?
Oof.
You've got to say something. Right, insult Maguire. Say, Harry Maguire, I hate you, in your Jordan Pickford voice.
I really don't like how you talk to Harry. I really it used to upset me.
So, Harry, my mum's a big fan. Do you know who Harry Maguire is?
He's got a very big head.
Whoa. You can't. You just said, you're just saying he's really nice. You were just saying how much
no,
you liked
him. No, I do feel sorry for him.
Why?
No, I agree.
The way he was talking to him. And yeah.
Mum, it's
it
a
was,
sketch.
I can't remember. It was a long time ago because those were early sketches. But it was something like he shouldn't shout to the defenders or something.
No. Jordan Pickford shouts at his defenders.
Oh,
yeah,
I knew it. See?
She's close. So can you say, well, you don't have to say that. You can say anything you want in the angry Pickford voice.
Stop shouting at the defenders.
I mean, it's not terrible.
It's good. I like that.
Moving
like
on. So this, again, is Mikey. Just see that one there underneath my one.
Oh, yeah.
So Mikey, do I think you'll get this one? Do you think she'll get this one?
No. Well, obviously, you know, I used to play in the Premier League. Now I play in Germany.
I'm really good at scoring
goals, you know.
Could like you be talking like that? Yes. You spit a lot.
Yeah, spit a lot. I've got a lisp.
He's got a lisp. He always says this word. He always says, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, Wayne Rooney.
He has a known for his lisp.
No.
I know. That's the only one I could think of.
I'll give you a clue. He's England's captain. Does that help?
Oh, Jack.
Go on. Jack who?
Grealish.
No. Literally not even close. He's
no,
a
no, no, no. I do know this
go
one.
On, go on.
You got this.
Go on. Who?
I did know this, but
don't know
that's
this.
What happens if who? You get asked questions. You get just the stress of it all.
Oh, God. All right. So... Mikey, no, would you actually, first, before we tell you who it is,
can you give me a first name?
Okay, the first name begins with H.
Harry Maguire.
It's Harry, but not Maguire.
Is there one called Harry Maguire?
Yeah, we just spoke about
him.
About
him.
Oh, sorry.
So yeah, obviously, you, it's...
Harry Redknapp.
No. No, Harry...
Harry...
K.
Harry Kane.
Yeah, there we go. So can you try a Harry Kane impression?
No.
Why? do you not want to do it?
No, I'd like to follow you.
Go on, Mike, you do it.
Well, obviously, you got to do a bit like this with the list.
Oh, I forgot the list, sorry.
Yeah, go on, do it now.
Is that the one?
Yeah, so yeah, obviously.
I couldn't do it either.
That is the worst Harry Kane
impression. I get it. It's good. I like it.
You're right. You're okay. Getting me crying. That's
no, she's crying now. Right. Next one is me, Mum. And I think you'll... This is my prediction. I think you'll recognise the character and I think you won't know the name.
Okay.
Because she's really good at names.
Yeah, she's really good at names. What does she call? Gordon Rashford.
Gordon Rashford.
Okay.
Oh my gosh! Like, it's totally unfair that I can't spend more money. Okay, so he's the manager of Chelsea.
He's
really high up and he's got lots of money.
Lots of money.
And he's called something like Bolero.
Oh, do you know what? It's terrible, but it's not terrible. It's not Bolero.
Oh, Bolero.
It does begin with B though.
Bablero.
No, it's the first name begins with T. Does that help?
Trevor.
No. It's Todd.
Todd Terry.
No,
Todd Bolero.
No, it's Todd Bo.
No, I don't know it. Okay.
Todd Bowley. You don't have to whisper, they can bloody hear you. Todd Bowley.
Todd Bowley. So I didn't know that. I was just testing
it. He's the owner of Chelsea.
Oh, he's the owner. That's why he's got lots of money.
Yeah, you didn't know that. So can you give it a go? It's like, Tony talks like this, Mum.
It totally talks like this, Mum.
It's not
That
bad.
Was all right, actually.
It's better. It's probably your best one yet. Right, moving on. So... What's Mikey, next one is that guy.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, I like to, just stand at the back and not do much, head the ball, a bit like that. And someone behind me shouting at me a lot, but, I take it.
Mum, any guesses?
Maguire.
Yes! See? Harry Maguire, mother!
I do, that's because I feel for him.
Oh,
can you give us a Harry Maguire impression, please?
No, I can't really.
Keep going.
No.
That's not bad. I think that's actually probably her best one. So you've done that one really well. Okay, Mum, next one is me. It's one of my characters. And I talk like this. I talk like this all the time.
I don't reckon she'll get it, though.
I am a manager. I'll give you that clue. I have no hair.
You wear a ball cap.
Yes, that's what having no hair means.
Do you know what? It was so good when you used to wear your swimming hats instead.
Oh, yeah, we used to wear a swimming cap instead of a
ball
cap.
But they broke all my swimming hats, so...
Like they use them all the time.
Anyway, Mum, who am I?
I don't know, but I can do a good impression of you.
That's not bad, actually. So you don't know who that is?
No.
What about if I said the Manchester United manager?
No, I've got no idea. Yeah.
No, you don't know his name?
No.
You don't know my team's
No.
name?
No.
Eric Ten Hag.
No, I'm more interested in the players.
Yeah, Eric Ten Hag. Does that ring a bell now?
Nope.
No, he's literally features in like so many of our
No,
videos.
I don't.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I know, but I don't know his, yeah. Oh, is that because it's, yeah.
Do you want to, can you do another Eric Ten Hag impression then, please? Can you say, Anthony, you are such a waste of money in this voice? So,
Anthony, you are such a waste of money. Anthony, you are such a waste of money.
That's quite good.
You know what?
I think that's your best one, actually.
If I'm ever ill, you might have to step in.
Well, I might do it just for you.
Bold cap.
All right, next one.
Suit, turtleneck.
Rubbish head.
Next one. It's me again.
You go, yeah.
You said the word then, I saw you.
No, I didn't. Okay.
More than you believe. I am a massive cheat. My team has got loads and loads of financial fair play charges against them. But more than you believe, I use lots of body language.
Ooh.
More than you believe, mother. More
you
than
do
you
that one a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do I?
We used to do it a lot, yeah.
I'll give you another clue. He's also got no hair. He's bald as well.
I thought he was.
He's one of our bald
sounds
characters.
Sounds bald, doesn't he?
He sounds bald. He is the owner, stroke manager.
Manager?
Manager. I meant to say the manager.
Yeah, okay.
Of West Ham.
No. When do we ever do sketches about West Ham?
Well, perhaps you should.
For true.
For what reason?
What reason? You just like West Ham?
No, but I think Simon Fisher does.
Oh, that's
right. Does the audience know who Simon Fisher is?
Family friend.
No, family friend. So you don't know who that is?
No.
He's the Manchester City manager. Does that help?
No.
Pep Iago.
Pep Guardio.
Oh,
Pep Guardiola.
Yeah, I always forget.
So he's a Man City manager. He's the other bald one we do.
I'm not very good at names.
You know the bald one we do with the blazer and the red?
Yeah.
With the turtleneck?
Yeah.
That's Eric Ten Hag. That's the Man United one.
I'm going to buy you some turtlenecks.
Thank you. And then bald one, the Man City one, with the what's it called? The blue sweatshirt.
Plain blue sweatshirt, yeah.
That's Pep Guardiola. Yeah? So can you give us a Pep Guardiola impression, please?
More than you believe.
Just say.
More than you believe.
That was
again,
good.
Again.
Well.
There you are.
You got one more time.
More than you believe.
Do you know what? That's not terrible. Right, next one. think you should do this one, Mikey. Second to bottom in that list.
Second to bottom?
Yeah.
Oh, God, okay.
I think you should do it.
I'm from Birmingham. You know, I like to play. I've got massive calves, you know. I'm not in the England squad at the moment.
I know who you are.
But I like to do my hair, but you know, I like my spray. But I don't think she'll get it, you know.
I do.
Oh,
really? I remember that one.
Yeah, who? Really. But he was a character.
Jack Grealish.
Yes!
That's because he's gorgeous.
Woo! Oh, stop it, mother.
Stop it.
Ogie Boy's mother fancies Jack Grealish.
No, I don't, because obviously I'm much too old for him. But he is. He looks quite nice.
Can you do your best, Brummie?
And also, he seems really nice.
He does really come across really nice.
And he looked at your thingy bobs.
He did. Can you give us your best Jack Grealish impression?
Look at our thingy bobs.
Birmingham accent?
No, I can't really.
There was a little bit of that at the end.
A little bit at the end?
No. It normally turns my Birmingham.
Birmingham?
I can only talk like this.
Dudley
accent. Talking to my dog.
Crunchy.
I don't know why. I always talk to...
Our dog is called Crunchy, by the way.
Talk to the dog, you know, Birmingham Crunchy. Accent.
Didn't your friend who was from...
She said to me, why are you talking to the dog in a Birmingham accent? And I don't know.
I mean, to be fair, that's not your worst accent.
I can't do that. That's what I said. I can't turn it on and off.
Next up, Mum. I think it's quite clear what type of accent this is, but whether you get it, I don't think so. Do you think? Bottom one.
Maybe. Okay. It's a possibility.
Yeah, of course, mate. So I'm a fantastic footballer and I play for a team up north, obviously, because of my accent.
You sound Liverpudlian to me.
Yeah, I thought you'd get that bit. Scouse.
Yeah.
I'm a Scouser and I fucking love football.
Do you know, I thought you're a commentator.
No. That's not bad, though. Jamie Carragher, that's not bad.
Yeah,
he's
that's
Scouse,
what I
yeah,
thought.
But no, not
no.
him. It's a player. You said you like your players.
I do, but I don't.
I'll give you
obviously.
A clue. He plays for the team that our older brother supports.
Liverpool.
Yeah.
No. Sorry.
Trent Darby.
Good old Trent Darby going down the wing.
Trent Alexander-Arnold. Does that ring a bell?
No, it doesn't really ring a bell.
But can you give us your best Scouse accent?
Can you just do a bit of one and I'll copy
So
it?
I'm just from Liverpool and I play football all the time.
No, I can't really, but I do. I appreciate your accents are very good.
I mean, it's not bad.
It was rubbish.
What do you think her best accent there was?
I think what was it?
I'd like her to repeat.
No.
There was one.
I think Erik ten Hag.
Yeah, no, that was the.
Right, can you give us your Erik ten Hag one more time?
I just don't know who he is.
Erik ten Hag. I took like this.
Yeah. I didn't think it was that good, actually.
Right, and to finish this segment, Mum, you are known for being quite good at a certain impression in life, aren't you?
I don't do it anymore.
I just want you to, if you wouldn't mind, could you please just, we're going to end the segment on this noise. So you're going to do it and then this segment's going to be done.
I haven't practiced this.
No, I don't. That's good. That's better. I wanted to hear it. So just give it your best shot. Here we go.
Nice.
That is what?
That's a cockerel.
And for years, you don't know what a cockerel is.
That. For those watching early in the morning, you know, waking you up.
Use that for your phone.
Put it on your arm. Before we actually go, any other impressions you can do?
Nope.
On that note, we'll move on to the next segment. Okay, so we are moving on to a little segment which I've called Mum Tries to Explain Football.
Don't ask me offside.
No, wait. So basically, what I want to give the listeners, the viewers, some context, right? So Mum has been surrounded by football like the entire time she's had kids, basically, from... When we were young, we played football from... I probably played from I was six, which meant Mikey probably played from he was four.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey's like 24, I'm 27. So we played for like 20 plus years. We've not just played football, we've also supported teams and watched loads of teams on TV. Mm-hmm. Mum's come to... How many games? She's falling asleep now, even waiting. How many games have you come to, Mum, in our history? Loads?
Well,
hundreds?
Between me and my ex-husband, we had to...
No, but how many games do you reckon you've come to? Hundreds?
Hundreds.
Hundreds of games. Her sons do a football-related job, which is OG Boys doing comedy sketches. But Mum, how much, after all of the football surrounding you in your life, how much do you know about football?
I know that they shouldn't spit. That annoys me. sorts of things like that.
No, but as a whole, how much do you know about football? Fuck all, isn't it?
No, I don't know offside and I don't understand a lot of it. But I do know when you're winning.
Do you?
Yes.
And I do know when you're
most
stropping.
Of the time. Stropping. That's fair enough, yeah.
It was a good opportunity to meet up with all the other mums and have a good old chat.
Good old chat.
And also be there if you got injured.
exactly.
So yeah, so my point is, Mum's been around an abundance of football, still doesn't really like football, doesn't really care for football, likes what we do obviously, but knows fuck all about football. So this segment is called Mum Tries to Explain Football. Where are you? Sorry, she's telling me not to swear.
Oh fuck!
She's whispering. Don't swear on your podcast, Charlie. So yeah, basically, Mum, we are going to ask you some questions. They could be to do with rules of football. They could be with players. We're going to ask you anything, right?
Okay.
And then what I want you to do is you're going to answer them in what you think it is, right?
By the way, I did enjoy watching you because you're my sons and I can relate.
No, I'm
to
not
it.
Saying you didn't. I just said it was funny how you've been surrounded by it and you still don't know anything about it.
I know.
That's what's funny.
I know.
So, Mum, first one. Can you please explain to me and Mikey what the offside rule is?
I said I wasn't going to do that. Basically, it's when someone is scoring a goal, but one of the defenders is the wrong part of them, and there's two above and there's one behind. Then someone at the side waves a flag and they go offside.
Basically.
So can you repeat what you just said?
No.
It's basically right, I think.
She basically said when
was
someone...
Was that right?
You basically said when someone... I don't even know what
it's like
said.
When someone's got a defender part of them and two in front, one behind. Guy waves a flag. He's offside.
That bit was right.
I mean, to be honest, you probably got as much knowledge as the VAR referees, to
Very
be honest
true.
With you. So that was a good start, Mum.
I thought you were going to ask me what that stood for.
What, VAR? Yeah, what does VAR stand for?
Voluntary... No, I don't know.
Mikey?
Video assisted records.
Oh! Why would there be records?
No, because like recordings.
Oh, okay. I like that. Yeah.
What,
I
is,
might,
it?
No.
What is it?
Video assistant referee.
Yeah. You
so you don't know.
Yeah, you hesitated then, didn't you? You hesitated.
Yeah, no.
Right. Next question, Mum. This. I'll not be disappointed, but I'll be very shocked if you get this one wrong. Mum, who does Mikey support?
Chelsea.
Good. And a follow-up question on that. Who is the manager of Chelsea? It's a tough one, this, isn't it, Mum?
There's been a few.
There has been a few.
Ooh. I've absolutely no idea, and I don't really need to know.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you want to tell her?
He's called Maurizio Pochettino.
Oh, I would never have got that.
Yeah, nope. Fair enough.
That's okay. Fair enough. So, Mum, next question. Who does Chaz support?
Southampton.
Funny.
Man United.
Right, and we...
Well, someone has to support them.
So,
boom.
So, Mum, we actually said this earlier. We said this person's name, and I told you, who is the manager of Man United?
And you did an impression of that
I know.
Person.
It was that one with the P.
With the P?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah?
Yeah, and who is that?
I can't.
Eric?
No.
Ten. Does that help?
Nope.
Eric Ten Hag. Okay. No. So Mum doesn't know the team. And who does your eldest son support?
Liverpool.
Who's Liverpool's manager, Mum? Come on, you can do this.
Jurgen Klopp.
Yes!
Boom.
There you go.
Okay, next question. So Mum, arguably right now, the best player in the England squad, well, I'd say the second best player, but the best player in the England squad is a player called Jude Bellingham. Have you ever heard of Jude Bellingham?
No.
You haven't heard of Jude Bellingham?
No.
Does that surprise you?
No, not really.
No? Okay. No. Yeah. But this is not gonna. She's not gonna know the answer to this question. Then,
no.
Who does Jude Bellingham play for, Mum?
West Ham.
Oh no!
They fucking wish. Keep guessing.
Oh, don't, because I don't know
all
the
teams. It's a big club.
You say it's not in England as well.
It's not in England. Yeah. Real Madrid.
Yay! Yes,
wow! This is amazing. She was so happy. That's brilliant.
That's good from you. Well.
Okay, and Mum, a follow up on the England's team. So England's number 9, Harry Kane. We spoke about him earlier. Mikey did the impression.
Yeah, well, obviously, my name's Harry Kane.
What football club does he play for, Mum?
I wasn't concentrating when you were talking about him.
What
Harry Kane.
Does Harry
Thanks
Kane...
For being honest.
No, we didn't mention it earlier. We didn't actually mention the team.
Yeah, we didn't.
So you just have to guess a team.
Ooh.
Give you another clue. It's not in England and it's not Real Madrid.
Milan.
Ooh, I mean, it's no but wrong country.
Oh, I don't know any Norwegian country.
Norwegian?
Why would it be Norwegian?
I mean, I see why she's probably said that. She's probably thought striker, Haaland, Norwegian.
Yeah, is he from there? Where is he from?
Do you know Haaland?
Do you know who Haaland is?
I do.
Who's that?
You do him too.
We do actually. We've done it.
Who does he play for? Erling Haaland?
No, but I know he's not English. No,
but who does Erling Haaland play for?
Fair enough.
German team.
He used to.
I thought that. I mean.
So yeah, Harry Kane plays for a team beginning with B from Germany.
Berlin.
No. The biggest team in Germany. They play in red.
Oh, no, I really don't know.
Bayern?
Yeah. Bayern Munich.
Yeah, there you go. Nice.
Wow. And then Erling Haaland plays for?
Bayern Munich.
Nope. English team.
Oh, they live in England. He lives.
He plays for, he lives okay, in, he plays okay. for English team. Yeah, so I guess he lives in England.
You'd hope so.
They are arguably the, well, they're the best team in England right now.
Man City.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I knew that. He's brilliant.
Yeah.
I know.
He's brilliant.
You can't believe
he's a good team player with Jack Grealish.
Oh, I do know. So, Mum, this is a tough one, I think. But I just want, don't worry, I just want you to explain what you think. So, Mum, what is a pass back?
Basically, you just kick the ball back with your foot. And it sometimes it may cause an own goal.
Mike, any thoughts on any thoughts?
The thing is, what she has said is not technically wrong, but it's not right at all. So,
can you try again?
A pass back is when you are doing a secret pass to another player without anyone knowing. So you just pass it back very quickly and go.
This is my mum, everyone. This is our mum.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect again.
Well, can you just tell me? Pass,
I think one more go.
You're getting there. It is back. You're passing it back.
Well, what you do is you pass it back, you flick it up, and you score the goal by doing a forward back somersault over that
way.
She
has no idea.
Oh my God. No.
Mikey, would you
close?
Do you know what a pass?
A pass back is when the defender passes it back to their own keeper and he picks it up.
Okay.
You're not allowed to do that.
You're not allowed to do that. It's against the rules.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So you can't pass back to your own goal and pick up. Here's the specific definition, Mum. When a goalkeeper picks up the ball in their own penalty box using their hands after it has been passed directly to them from a teammate. That was tough.
I wasn't even close to that.
You said they passed it back.
And sometimes leads to an own goal when they pass it back and the goalkeeper's not
in there.
Okay,
I'm going to ask you a question now.
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you call a goal scored by a cartwheel? Do you know what I mean?
A cartwheel is an
overhead kick. Bicycle kick?
Kind of.
I just wondered if I had a name.
Well, you knew something. Yeah.
I thought she was setting you up for a joke.
Does it have a name?
A cartwheel, like the actual, like,
yeah,
like a bicycle kick.
Yeah, but no one does a cartwheel.
I've seen you do one before.
No, that's like a bicycle kick, like that.
Yeah, not
a cartwheel, just like a wee.
Oh, well, sorry, that's what you used to do.
I thought you were telling a joke, did you?
No, I don't tell
jokes about football, it's far too dry.
I agree.
Okay, Mum, next question. Mikey, by the way, feel free to add on anything here.
Yeah, that's right.
What is an indirect free kick?
It's a kick that comes from the outside in. So it's not like that.
It's not direct.
Someone goes boom and then they kick it in.
What's it like? It's like pass it to their teammate and then
so, in. Yeah. So basically, no, that's wrong. I've just realised.
They are
scoring from the penalty line.
Right.
Not the penalty, a bit further forward.
Okay. A bit closer. You just keep changing.
And then they go boom and they pass it to someone. And that's indirect because they didn't do it. Someone else did.
Do you know what? Although she's terribly wrong.
That bit.
The principle.
Yeah, the element. There are elements of that being correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
See? I'm getting there.
Basically, Mum, it's a free kick, right? But on this free kick, you're not allowed to shoot. So you have to pass it first.
Why would that be?
Because it's just a rule in the game. Like, for example, if your pass back happens and the keeper picks it up, it's just one of those rules.
So it's when you haven't been too naughty. So you're not given a proper one, but you've nearly been naughty. I mean...
You know what? That's a good way of looking at it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't think of it like that, Mum. That's brilliant.
That's my way of understanding.
It's actually an indirect free kick. An indirect free kick is awarded if a player is in dangerous manner, impedes the progress of an opponent without any contact being made, is guilty of dissent using offensive language, insulting, or abuses and/or other verbal offences. But I prefer you're naughty, but you're not really naughty.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds better to me. I think that's better.
It doesn't really happen now like that much in professional football indirectly.
Do you know, I think there's too many rules.
Oh, absolutely.
What do you think they should do? Just throw the ball in and just play?
No, just crack on.
Table football, when you throw the ball in and just
crack on.
Just do what you want.
Yeah.
And then last question, Mother. This is a hard one, and I don't know if Mikey knows this one either. Oh. So, Mikey, you can be on Mum's team here. Let her answer first, then you answer.
It's all you,
Mum. It's all you. Mum, so I've even wrote down on my notes, this is a hard one. So, what does dogso mean? So, what I mean by that is D-O-G-S-O. It's like a, what's it called? An acronym? No.
Acronym? I think that's right.
Dogso stands for something. So, D stands for something, O stands for something, G stands for something.
It's when the crowd that are supporting the match...
Mm-hmm.
They kind of do things a little bit of a way.
What? Like a Mexican
No, mum, it's D stands for something. O stands for something. Dog, dog song.
Okay.
Start with D. What does D stand for?
How am I supposed to know?
Just pick one. What does D stand for?
Dodgy.
All right. What does O stand for?
It's going to be really awful.
It's fine. Just do it. What does O stand for?
Octopus.
Dodgy octopus. What does G stand for? G?
Golly.
Dodgy, so octopus, dodgy octopus golly.
S?
Oh, see, it's...
Just fine. Try
this
S.
This is good.
S?
Can I just say, I think I'm going to change my view. Defensive offside goal scored.
O?
Yes.
No, oh. Defensive offside, yes. Defensive offside goal scored. Then what does O stand for?
Off. That's what I did.
No, second O. Dog show.
Oh, I didn't realise there was
defensive
two.
Defensive offside goal scored.
Originally.
Oh!
That's actually really good.
Mikey,
like
do you know what it is?
Thing is, you told me this before the podcast and I've completely forgot. Dodgy. So
you don't know either.
Direct. Don't over... I actually can't remember. Was it D-O-G?
Dog so. D-O-G-S-O.
Direct offence. Dog G goal. Direct offence. See,
how
I can't
I
even...
have known that?
Oh, I don't
that's the point.
Know.
It's a hard
direct
one.
Direct offence goal.
And it's
also so...
hilarious listening to you.
Yeah,
try
it is
and do
good. It is good.
Do you want to try one more time, D?
No,
oh,
thank you.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm just not... I'm actually, it's gone over there.
Okay,
yeah,
denying an obvious goal scoring opportunity.
Oh, that's easy.
Why didn't you say it then? It's like really a referee's term. It's like a referee's
why
term.
Why did you get that? That's...
Fuck knows, mum.
It's like a referee... Mike, don't swear. She'll tell you what.
Denying an obvious goal score opportunity.
Denying an obvious goal scoring opportunity.
That's really clever.
So the referees, when they're talking and the player's running in, if he fouls him, they go, dog so, dog so, dog so.
I've never heard that ever.
Why would you deny it?
Because you foul someone. It's like a foul.
I've never heard that.
So you're denying it when you should have let it go.
No, so no. Say I'm running in on goal, Mikey's on the other team, yeah, and his team are 1-0 up and he wants to
give
wipe
it one.
Me out,
yeah.
And then he stops me scoring, doesn't he?
It's basically like the last man, you take the player down because you don't want to
so
score.
So the whole crowd shout out, dog so, dog so.
I've never heard it in my life, so I guess
haven't
not.
You?
No, that's fine. I just said the referees, it's a it's a term referees use. So like if referees are deciding if it's a yellow or red card, they'll go dog so, which means it's denial of an obvious goal scoring opportunity, which means the foul would be a red card. Am I just a football nerd?
Yes. Yes, that is it.
Yeah, Mike, is there any other rules or things you'd like
Mum
to try
rules.
And explain?
I'm going to start. You should have an easy one.
I've got one for you. What is the 6-second rule in football?
Got absolutely no idea.
What do you think it would be?
What do you think it is?
6 seconds.
You've got 6 seconds to kick that ball. If you don't kick it, the other person gets it.
I mean, Mike.
That is pretty good, actually, but it's never enforced in the game anymore.
No, but who's got 6 seconds?
Yeah, who
in particular?
The goalkeeper.
Oh, spot on.
And you?
Yeah.
Can I just say, you could have asked me an easy question just to make me sound
a bit
better.
Mum,
can I just ask you
some
you
bloody easy
asked?
Questions?
Yeah, go on.
Go on. What should I have asked you?
Go on.
What do you call when someone's trying to score a goal and it goes through your legs?
Go on.
That's easy. I'm just saying.
What is it called then?
You could have given me
what
that
is it,
one.
Then?
What is that?
What is it? Nutmegging.
Yeah.
I did give you an easy one. I said, who does Harry Kane play for? Mum, you know the viewers, every single person watching this video will know the answer to that. That is bloody easy. So you should have given me an easy one.
That's because said,
who is Jude Bellingham playing for?
Well, that's because
you got it
they
right.
support football.
But you got it
they
right.
support football.
The whole
okay,
football. The whole
I
football.
Only support my sons. See?
Thank you. That's sweet.
Okay, Mum, here's one. What country is Erik ten Hag, the Man United manager, from?
Denmark.
No.
It's actually very close to Denmark.
Sweden.
No.
No.
Is it close to Denmark?
Yeah. Geographically,
sorry.
It is, yeah. Okay,
you have to whisper,
don't worry about it.
Okay, it's in Europe.
Yes.
Great shout.
He's from Europe.
Very, really narrowed it down right there.
No,
he's Dutch.
Dutch, yeah.
Any other questions you want to finish
trying
with?
To think, and there's not many other footballing...
Mum, what's a throw-in?
I do know what a throw-in.
And know, you said you wanted an easy one.
No, that's just too easy.
What's a throw-in then? Tell us.
When you throw it in.
From where?
Spotted.
From the outside. From the side of the pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
what's an offside trap?
You're pushing it now.
You're pushing it.
No, so Mum, I just want to say that we've gone to the end of the podcast, and I'm sure Mikey agrees, but I think you've been brilliant. Hmm. But what I want to finish off is I want you to tell, well, two different things. Firstly, can you tell the fans who you support in football, other than us?
Southampton.
Why?
Woo!
Because I used to watch them with my dad until he asked me why I like watching going with him, and I said... because they've got nice bottoms. He didn't take me
this
again.
This is when they used to wear the really, like, really short shorts.
Yeah. This was like 30 years ago or something.
This was when I was a little girl.
Oh, okay. And is there any... Well, firstly, thank you for coming on to the podcast.
Thank you, Mum.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
And is there anything that you would like to say to the OG Boys fans at all? You should... Free reign. Anything you'd like to say to them as the OG Boys' mother?
Thank you for being so supportive of them. They try really hard, and hopefully one day they might get verified.
Oh, I like that.
She wants us verified.
Yeah, damn right. Come on, guys.
Goodbye. Goodbye.